Left-wing Salon, We Democrats Don't Want Unity with GOP Fascists. By Joshua Klein on March 6, 2022. Democrats do not want unity with the GOP fascists. According to a recent Salon piece accusing Republicans of seeking to create a 21st century Herrenvolk society in which black people have no rights the white man is bound to respect. Titled Dear Joe Biden, We Don't Want Unity with Fascists. That's Why Democrats Lose, and penned by senior politics writer Chauncey DeVica. The Friday Salon essay declares the compromise Biden imagines as simply surrendering to fascism. Calling President Biden the best option available for defeating Donald Trump and buying time to organize a defense of American democracy against the neo-fascist assault. The author claims the president has accomplished a great deal despite tremendous obstruction from the Republican fascists. Meanwhile, Republicans, along with their centrist allies embedded within the Democratic Party, are described as sadists determined to cause maximum harm to the American people as a way of obtaining, keeping and expanding political power. Despite the author's praises for the president, the latter is described as a disappointment. Not progressive enough, and far too quick to seek compromise with the Republican fascists, which he claims mostly means outright capitulation. DeVica also expressed his opinion that President Biden's first State of the Union address on Tuesday night lacked any forceful and sustained discussion of several key issues. Those issues include the country's democracy crisis and the role of the Republicans in creating and amplifying it, as well as the fact that we now face a moment where the voting rights and civil rights, indeed, the fundamental human rights, of black and brown people, along with members of other marginalized groups, are under existential threat from a new Jim Crow system. Black Americans are among the Democratic Party's most important constituencies, and its most loyal voters, he wrote. Without the support of black people in both the Democratic primaries and the general election, and especially the support of black women, Joe Biden would not be president today. The president, DeVica argued, has shown he is temperamentally unable to do what is necessary to stop the Republican fascists' attempts to end multiracial democracy. He blasted Biden's calls for unity between Democrats and Republicans, claiming the latter had actively tried to nullify the 2020 election and supported a violent coup to prevent him from becoming president. Moreover, the Republican fascists have in no way ended their campaign to end American democracy and terminate Biden's presidency, he wrote. The Republican Party and the conservative movement, the author claimed, comprise a revolutionary force which seeks to destroy American democracy and replace it with fascism or some other form of authoritarianism. Thus, any talk of unity or compromise with Republicans is giving aid and comfort to the neo-fascist movement, if not surrendering to it altogether. According to DeVica, despite those who think otherwise, the president's whiteness does not help him gain much favor with the Republican fascists. The Republicans, their followers and their media sycophants view Biden as the white leader of a predominantly black and brown political party, he wrote. That is of course false. But the truth is irrelevant to the Republican fascists and larger white right. In their eyes, Biden is a race traitor, even if they do not use that exact term, he added. The author then concludes that there can be no compromise with the Republican fascists and larger white right. Their almost explicit goal is to create a 21st century Herrenvolk society in which black and brown people, to quote the infamous words of Chief Justice Roger Taney, have no rights the white man is bound to respect, he wrote. Biden and too many other white liberals and moderates continue to believe that compromise with the Republicans is still possible, and that finding common ground can redeem this moment of democratic crisis. That kind of white racial innocence may well be America's undoing, he added. Last month, DeVica claimed the GOP has morphed from an evil insect into a full-blown terrorist organization, while accusing Republicans and Trump supporters of seeking a war against American democracy, encouraging wide-scale violence against the left and minorities, and using stochastic terrorism to achieve their aims. In October, a shockingly anti-white and anti-Christian Salon piece by DeVica referred to the Republican fascist movement as objectively evil, hoping that people of color die out in the battle against multiracial democracy, while accusing white Christians of embracing lies, terrorism, white supremacy, and fascism. Last February, another salon essay penned by Davika accused Republicans of resembling good Germans of the Nazi era. Wishing to believe they are decent people while hiding behind fictions of plausible deniability for the evils committed by their leader. As he described today's conservatism as seeking friendly fascism masked in an appeal to return to traditional values. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.